Good morning, everybody. You know we're on a three-year cycle, and I was praying with these readings a couple days ago, and I remembered that it was the second Sunday of Lent 3 years ago was the last normal weekend Mass before COVID came and messed everything up big time. And I thought, I wonder what I preached about then. So I went onto the website and listened to it. I said, well, now that is hard to top. And but I preached on how you can either be a blessing in people's lives or a curse. And that's the SparkNote version. That's not what I'm talking about today. But anyway, it was interesting to think about just God's grace and how he got us through everything. And praise the Lord. On Tuesday this past week, we took the third graders and fourth graders from our beautiful school to Columbus North High School, where the high schoolers there were put the orchestra, the band, they were together and they were putting on a show for different elementary schools. And so Mrs. Disser, our music teacher at our school, coordinated the trip that our kids would go to. So we loaded them up on the Holy Roller and I drove them over there, and it was such a great, great time. And we were probably one of maybe 15 different elementary schools that was there in the auditorium at Columbus North High School. And we were sitting towards the very back. And so I was just kind of mesmerized because they were doing different genres. Now, some of the genres the kids were completely uninterested in, like the classical genre, you know. But then they did like the genre of music that goes to movies. And so they like Pirates of the Caribbean, and the kids are all like moving around a little bit. And then they did, you would have thought it was the Second Coming when they did the video game genre. And the kids are just all over the place and they just can't control themselves. And they just could not sit still. And I'm watching like 300 kids who cannot sit still. And I'm thinking about how the power of music, the force of music that kind of entered into all of us. Of course, I couldn't sit still either, you know. And I just love Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, that's just awesome. But anyway, so like there's a power in music, you know. And I got to praying about that. And I got to praying about how, isn't it that way with God? That when we have beautiful God moments, the Lord, it's a divine force enters into us, and the Lord from within, like our collect, our opening prayer said, from within, the Lord begins to animate everything. The Lord, God, when we have these beautiful God moments, the Lord begins to animate everything that we say and the things that we do, the people that we hang out with, the things that we do with those people, what we believe, like what we feel, everything is animated by the Lord. And you don't even like really, you don't even really kind of will it. It just kind of happens when we have these God moments, just like those kids sitting there, just like this. They didn't think, I'm going to move my left arm, I'm going to move my right arm. No, it just like it happened. And it's the same thing that happens when we have beautiful God moments. Now, here is a good God moment right here in our gospel, the Transfiguration, where Jesus Christ takes up onto a mountain, Mount Tabor, three disciples, Peter, James, and John. And there on the top of this mountain, he is transfigured. And what we believe happened there is that they saw the glorified Christ, which is to say, which is pretty cool because this was before the resurrection. And Jesus, it's like they saw heaven outpouring from Jesus, and the description of it doesn't even do what just, but they saw the glorified Jesus. And this incredible mountaintop God moment, it animates everything. Their fear goes away. They rise up and they can see nothing but the Lord everywhere. And they come down the mountain and Jesus, they receive this mission, and like all of this stuff happens because they put themselves in front of Christ and and they became animated by the Lord in every way imaginable. And I think the Lord gives us all these beautiful God moments in our lives when we do our part, which is when we show up for God. And now sometimes God will break down the door and he'll come in even if we don't invite him. But it makes it a lot easier when we put ourselves in front of God in various ways so that he can begin to animate everything about us. You know, I just like maybe close your eyes for a quick second and think about when in your life did you feel the closest to the Lord? Where did you see, just like these disciples today, where have you seen the glory of our Lord? And maybe the Lord has gifted you with several different beautiful moments. Maybe there's just a couple that come to mind, or maybe one or whatever, but God gives us these so that we can glimpse glory. Think about why the Lord, Thomas Aquinas says that the reason that God let these disciples see all this on Mount Tabor was so that, because he had just told them about the cross. He had just told them that life is going to be hard. Our second reading today says there are hardships in the life of the Christian. There are. We all know it. And the way that we kind of get through those hardships is we remember glimpses of glory. We remember these incredible God moments when the Lord took control of our lives and began to animate everything in our life. And we began to feel profoundly in the core of our being, in the marrow of our bones, the presence of God. And when life gets hard, which it does, we cling to those moments. And we're not clinging to like a feeling or an emotion. We're clinging to the glorified Christ that he in his goodness has given us a glimpse of here. And I think the other invitation that I'll just end with this is to put ourselves all the time in front of God, watching movies about God and the saints, reading books about the Lord, parking ourselves for an hour in front of Jesus in the chapel changes everything. Going on retreats. I was thinking about my big God moment. It happened on a retreat when I was in high school. And I thought I was too cool for God. But he came in anyway because I was in front of him. You know, all those different things. We have to do our part. Sometimes people say, I don't have those God moments. Well, it's because we're so busy. We're so distracted. We're so in a billion different things in this world. And we're not directed to the Lord. Maybe it's just spending time in the sunset or a sunrise or a walk or whatever it is. But like the Lord, maybe we won't always have those great, great, humongous mountaintop experiences, but we will have some experiences of the Lord and we will see his glory. And when life gets hard, we cling to that stuff. We cling to it because we know that without the cross, there is no glory. But when we take the cross, there is great, great glory. So let's ask God to be with us today and let us thank him. Thank him for inviting us every day up to the mountain. And we thank him that just like those kids in the auditorium, when we park ourselves in front of Jesus, the force of God enters into us and animates everything in our life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.